Yo, today's QOD is the greatest hazard in life is to risk nothing. Here we go. Welcome back to the Quote of the Day Show. I'm your host, Sean Croxton of SeanCroxton.com. We got some brand new Les Brown on the show today. And today, Les is going to encourage you to live your fullest life. And to live your fullest life, you're going to have to do a few things. You're going to have to take risk. You're going to have to challenge your fears. You're going to have to dare to do the things that you really dread doing, the things that you're like, oh my God, it makes you feel so uncomfortable. You're going to have to do that. It is a very true statement that without risk, there is no reward. So we got to put ourselves out there. We got to get uncozy. And if we don't do that, you're not going to be able to live the best life you could have lived. Les Brown, he's coming up.
Next thing, in order to live a fulfilling life, become involved in life. Live your fantasy. Most people go through life not living their fantasy, going, sitting up in the bleachers, looking out on the field, looking out into the arena, wishing that they were down there, just fantasizing, seeing themselves running with the ball. I used to do that. I used to always see myself at a basketball game. 1 second to go, Les Brown comes down court. He looks to his right, looks to his left. He's the only one that can do it. Douche, the basket goes in. Les saved us. And people picked me up and carried me off. But I never went out and did it. Lady said to me last week, she said, you had such courage to sing. She said, however, don't quit your day job. And I was so glad she told me that. I tore up my resignation letter, you know? She said, Luther Vandross has nothing to worry about. But another lady came up to me and said, you know what? She said, that took a lot of courage for you to get there and do that. She said, I've always wanted to sing. She said, I said, Les Brown can sing. I know I can sing. I said, I don't know how to take that, huh? But just decide to live your fantasy. See, in life, you can go through life, you can come up with reasons or you can come up with results. You can come up with excuses or you can come up with achievements. You can go through life blaming or you can come up with solutions. The choice is in your hands, satisfaction or despair. We can choose that. So look at your life and decide. What it is that you want to do that will give your life a sense of worth. Someone said that your life worth is measured by your accomplishments and not by your complaints. If you want to have a fulfilling life, decide not to make your life predictable. See, some people, their lives are very predictable. They got a little routine, they do that, and they follow that day in and day out, day in and day out. You don't get much juice and happiness out of life like that if you are predictable. You want to change it up. Variety most certainly is the spice of life. Here's something else. Want to create a greater sense of fulfillment? Challenge your fears. Challenge them. Look those fears in the face and take them on. Don't allow them to rule you. Decide that you're going to take some chances. A friend of mine by the name of Adrian, he said one day he decided to have a day of challenge. So he and a friend went to Cedar Point. So he's always been afraid of certain rides. So he said on this particular day, he said he decided that he was going to go on the most dangerous rides at Cedar Point. So they went around looking at all the rides. And so the young lady that he was with and said, that's the one there. That's it. He said, why that one? She said, I read about it in the newspaper. Said two people were killed last year on that. He said, yes, that's the one I want. That's the one, you know? So he got in the line and said, but the long line, had to wait in line for about 2 hours. And Adrian said, while he was in line, and as they started getting closer, he said, he started doubting him, said, well, maybe I should not do this. Maybe. So she says, no, come on, get back in line. He said, no, I changed my mind. I don't want to do this. I don't have to have the most dangerous ride. He said, he started visualizing himself being thrown out of this big ride. and his name on the front page of the newspaper after being splattered against the wall or something. So he just started saying, no, I don't want to do it. But his friend insisted, no, come on, Adrian, we said we were going to do it. We're going to confront our fears today. Come on, just stay in line. So he kept on, he said, he was arguing with her the whole time. They got up there and the guy said, okay, next. He said, no, I decided to change my mind. She said, come on. She pushed him. They went there and he got in the little seat and they strapped him in. And as they began to move, he said, wait a minute, I want to get out. But it was too late. So they started taking him up. He says, oh, no, please, I got a bad heart. Let me out. And he was up there and he was gone. He said he screamed all through that ride. His friend was laughing, a wig came off. Before they finished, he'd lost his posture. When he got off, he was gumming it. But Adrian said, last when I got off, he said, I walked a little taller. And he said he felt good inside. And one of the things he said, hey, it wasn't that bad after all. And we've all had experiences, things that we dread doing. And when we finally did it, we said, hey, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. Raise your hand if you ever had that experience before. Hey, I just thought I'll die if I did this. I didn't die. I'm still here. And ladies and gentlemen, that's what most people miss out of life. You've got to be willing to risk. If you're not willing to risk, you can't grow in life. Life has no power when you're not willing to risk. Somebody wrote this, and it was given to me. It said, to laugh is to risk appearing the fool. To weep is to risk appearing sentimental. To reach out for another is to risk involvement. To expose feelings is to risk exposing your true self. To place your ideas, your dreams before a crowd is to risk their loss. To love is to risk not being loved in return. To live is to risk dying. To hope is to risk despair. To try is to risk failure. But risk must be taken because the greatest hazard in life is to risk nothing. The person who risks nothing, does nothing, has nothing, is nothing. They may avoid suffering and sorrow, but they cannot learn, feel, change, grow, love, and live. Chained by their certitudes, they are a slave. They have forfeited their freedom. Only a person who risks is free.
That was Les Brown. His website is lesbrown.com. You can check out today's entire talk, as well as maybe 5 or 6 hours of additional Les Brown talks on an audio program called The Ultimate Les Brown Library, available at amazon.com. All right, my friend, that is it for me. Follow me on Instagram at Sean Croxton and check out today's brand new episode of Mindset Coach, my solo podcast on your preferred podcasting platform. I'll see you tomorrow. I'm out. Peace. We'll be right back.